Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Glory be to God. Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, the worship team. Give them a big hand clap. Yes. Glory be to God. Yes. Hallelujah. God is good. God is very good. Amen. What time is it? And it doesn't matter what time it is because you came late. So we can go up to what? Up to one. Hallelujah. But I wonder why you guys come later to church. 10:30, really? 10:30? Even if you stay in Chaliwajala. But Chaliwajala is very near here. You understand, eh? As in, eh? Who would give an excuse for? Maybe Andrew would give an excuse. Stays, eh? Mbuyamutungo. Okay? Which is also not far. Okay? Honestly, eh? It is a sign that what? You're not really serious with God. You understand? Eh? It's a sign that you actually don't really love God. You just come to church to kutusa what? Humkolo, eh? But if you really love God, how can you decide to come late, you know, and you miss worship or you do 50% of it? You understand? Eh? It is the truth of the matter. You actually don't what? You don't love God. That's the truth. Hallelujah. What you're doing is the same thing people who are not saved do. Those things of going to church once a year on Christmas. Eh? Because they're like, Christmas, we're not going to go to church. Okay, now that is exactly what you and Mulokole are doing. You are like, it is right to go to church. However, I don't have to go, you know. Eh? You're just going because you have to go. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't want to come to church, please don't. Eh? Don't come. Eh? Hallelujah. Amen. You're coming to church late when you don't have reasons. Doesn't impress God. Okay. And therefore it means you're not impressing anyone here when you come what? Are you listening to me? Yeah, don't, eh? Okay. Hallelujah. Go to some other places, eh? Okay, where those who don't love God go. Say amen. Amen. I'm very serious, eh? Okay, women, eh? Okay, married women, okay? On your wedding day, you even arrived there before time. Eh? They told you come at 10. You arrived at 9:30. And even when you arrived there, you are not sure whether the guy would show up. You understand? Eh? So you see, you had the time, you know, eh? Now the guy can throw you out any day. Eh? But you were there, you know, eh? Now God, eh? Who can even get you, rather who not can, but is willing to even give you a better guy. Huh? A better guy. Okay. You what? Arrive 11, 11:15, 10:45, no reason whatsoever. I was there for Bruce and Esther's wedding, and I was there on time. Hallelujah. But if you invite me for an event, eh, make sure the event is going to begin, what? Because for me, I'll be there on time. Okay? All right? Yes, I love keeping time. It is just in me. Why? Because it's right. I even don't know where I got it from. Eh? I don't know where I got it from. School, smart. But I think especially when I got saved, I just don't know how to take God lightly, eh? Okay. You see, when you take the things of God lightly, in essence, you're saying you're taking God lightly. Okay, so anything can go. We are just volunteers. Well, you know, they even don't pay us, you know. Okay? You what? And the scripture says, somewhere, I think Samuel, anyway, God said somewhere, he said that those who honor me, I'll also what? I'll also honor. And then he said, those who lightly esteem me. Eh? Okay, I think it is 1 Samuel chapter 2 somewhere. Those who lightly esteem me, I'll also do likewise. Lightly esteem them. Those scriptures are in your Bible. Okay, however, you've just been messed up by this stupid hyper grace message, thinking that whatever you do, you don't have to be serious, but it will, you know, all will be well, I'll be blessed. How are you? I am blessed, you know. You understand? But in a sense, you're deceiving yourself and you have been deceived. Okay, the scripture, okay, those who lightly esteem me, the Bible says, I will also lightly esteem. Glory be to God. These are some of the reasons why you believe, no, not you, okay, but maybe you, believe God for some things and prophecies come, but they never come to pass or they delay. One of the reasons is you're lightly esteeming he who gave you the word. Do you understand? Eh? Yeah, he spoke to you and said, I'm going to do you, but you lightly esteem him. Therefore, he also lightly esteems you. Glory be to God. Okay? You should stop being stupid, eh? Okay? Be wise. Eh? Glory be to God. Okay? Stop treating God like your boyfriend or girlfriend. Eh? Okay? The other things, anyway, don't do that. Eh? Okay? There are things which what women do, especially those who are dating. A guy says, let's meet at 10. All right? Then you have to show up. And I don't know why they do that. But they show up at 11. All right? Either they are, what's, to feel wanted or something like that. In fact, unless you call them, you know, they won't show up. But they are somewhere around the corner. Okay, they serve, but they just, I'm coming. Then they feel wanted. Like they can't be there at the exact time. Now, you are treating God like your boyfriend. Okay? Okay? Your boyfriend, who might even be what? A drug addict, you know, eh? Or a drug dealer. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Okay? Amen? Yes. The people who stay very far, but they are here on time. Eh? Okay? Miriam, eh? Mariam, Miriam, it's the same name. Eh? Okay? Mariam. The mother of who? Hallelujah. So God is what? God is what? God is good. Okay? God is what? He is good. Amen. Now, what I've just, this first sermon that I've given you, it has just added me rewards in heaven. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, it has just done that. So you can see, for me, I'm not really bothered about you. Okay? I'm just bothered about doing the will of God. In all that I do, I seek to do what? To honor him. So if I don't play games with you, but I tell you the truth, and God is like exactly that. So I'm concerned about you, but not really about you. You understand? Eh? I'm concerned about doing the will of God, okay, which is God's concern for you. You understand? Eh? So in a sense, I'm concerned about what? About you, but not really concerned about you. I'm concerned about God, okay? And what is in store for me in eternity. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Now, our word for 2020, the word which the Lord gave us is Psalm chapter 1, verse 1 to 3. It reads, Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. The result is, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Okay, that is the word God gave me on 28th December. Okay. And he says this is the word for eternity. Okay, it says, if you delight in my word, if you do not live as sinners, okay, you live according to my word, then, okay, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, okay, that tree brings forth its fruit in its season, and whatever you do, shall do what? Shall prosper. Okay, if you walk, if you live a righteous life. This year, okay, you are going to prosper. You're going to see fruitfulness in your life. Amen. Now, you remember on Sunday, after the preaching, Joanne came up and testified how, you know, she was thinking what the children in Sunday school should be taught that day. Okay? Then she had the option of either Psalm 112 or Psalm 1, this. Okay, so anyway, she opted for this, and she didn't know what was going to be preached here, okay, and she decided to actually come up here, and she left Carol and some other people to help with the kids, to teach them Psalm 1, all right, so when she comes here, okay, she was amazed that this is a, it was the same passage that we were reading and that we were using, and that it was a word for the year. So she came and said, now, moments after she shared that, all right, I was seated here, then the devil, all right, the devil who knows how to keep time. Okay. It is bad when, you know, in some things, the devil is better than you. All right. So the devil who knows how to keep time, okay, whispered in my ear here, and he told me that, of course, Joanne read the word for the week, 1 Jan. Okay? And you had written that word. So her testimony is fake. Like, they hold water. Okay? Most of you, I'm sure, thought that. Didn't you? If you did, you know, for, you know, the devil whispered to me that. Okay? But I was like, in my head, I was like, this can't be God telling me this, because what would be the purpose of him, what? With discrediting a testimony, you understand? I knew that wasn't God. But I just sat here and I, you know, turned my thoughts to something. Now, on Thursday, okay, I met Joanne here, and she actually told us here, you know, as we prayed, she said that it is when she left church on Sunday. Okay? It is, you know, when she went back home, that is when she actually went and read the word for the week of 1st January. Okay, remember? Last Sunday was 5th. The word of the week was on 1st Jan. Okay? She actually hadn't read it. Do you understand? Okay? Confirmation that it was what? The devil who was the liar who keeps time. Glory be to God. Okay. However, that should also make us convinced that actually this is our word. Do you understand? Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. The law of the Lord is basically the teachings of the Lord. The instructions of the Lord. Okay? In his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree Oh, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever you do shall do what? Prosper. So this year, the Lord says you're going to prosper if you delight. Okay? In my what? In my instructions, in my teachings, in my commandments. Glory be to God. Okay? Now, when the Lord gave me this word on 28th December, before the new year, okay, the way he confirmed it to me that time, okay, as I thought about it, okay, it occurred to me that the previous two Sundays, we had actually been talking about bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? And here we are, here I was in Psalm 1, and the Lord was saying that you're going to be fruitful. So the Lord says, that is how I'm confirming to you that what you're hearing is from me. Okay? You've been talking about bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Okay, now I'm telling you, okay, another kind of fruit. Okay, the fruit of answered prayer, the fruit of material blessings, the fruit of financial increase. Do you understand? Okay, the verses we used, on 15th December and 22nd December, which were our last Sunday services last year, were John chapter 15, verse 1 to 2, and verse 5 to 6, and where Jesus said, I am the true vine, and my Father is a vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away. Okay? Every Christian who doesn't bear fruit, okay, Jesus does what? Takes away. Takes away where? We shall see. Then verse 5, he says, I am the vine, you are the branches, okay? Christians are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. That means the Christian who abides in the Lord, okay, bears much fruit. Okay, that means if you're not bearing fruit, it basically means you're no longer in the Lord. Okay? That is why, okay, Christians end up in hell because they are not in the Lord. You understand? Eh? And how do you know that they are not in the Lord, or how does the Lord know they are not in him? Okay, they are not bearing fruit. Eh? Because if you are in the Lord, it's automatic. If a branch is in the what? In the tree. Okay? In the what? What is that wrong thing? What's the stem? Eh? Okay? It automatically bears fruit. Eh? So if it is not bearing fruit, it means it is not in. Do you understand? Okay? For without me, you can do nothing, he said. Then he says, if anyone does not abide in me, okay, he is cast out as a branch. Why? Because he's not bearing fruit. Eh? Verse 1 and 2 said, and they gather them, those branches, and throw them into the what? The fire. And they are banned. So Christians who are not bearing fruit, it means they are not in the vine, in the stem. Okay, so that's how they end up in hell, in the fire. Now these things are obvious to me. When I just got and saved, they were obvious to me. Okay, I got born again in 1998. They were obvious to me. Okay? Then some years thereafter, they were no longer obvious. Because the Lord loves, you know, whatever you do, you know, once saved, you know, no one can pluck you out, you know. Okay, but thank God, man, okay, they have become obvious, clear to me. There's nothing, there's no mystery here that, you know, this word banned in the Greek, it means what? All that is deception. Do you understand? And for some reason, this deception is We're taking up you, the elite. Is that the right word? The educated folks, because you want to listen to guys who sound, okay? Like they went to your school, to your university, who sound intellectual, okay? All right? You don't want to listen to guys who don't know English, because you're like, twas so much. So we want a preacher like that of our class, okay? So you get impressed by that nonsense, and then you get deceived. Glory be to God. Okay? So you see, we're talking about fruit. Okay? 15th December and 22nd December. Okay? And the Lord says, that's, you see, there's a correlation. Eh? Okay? With what I'm telling you, for 2 or 20, you're going to bear fruit. Okay? The other verse which we used before the close of the year, talking about fruit, was Galatians chapter 5, verse 19 to 23, which says that now the works of the flesh, okay, the works of the flesh are basically the evil fruit, which God is not interested in. The works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness. I still don't know what uncleanness is. Okay, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery. Sorcery, I read, I think, from Rick Joyner or someone else, that sorcery, the Greek word for that, actually, the word pharmacy. Pharmacy. Okay? Okay? It is from that word, you get the word that was translated here as sorcery. So he said that it refers to people who abuse drugs so they can have experiences. Okay? Have you seen, by the way, people take drugs in order to have supernatural experiences. You know that? You know these things? Okay? Most of you who are younger than me know more about drugs than I do. Okay? Because in your era, in your school, days, drugs had entered the what? This is now. In our days, there were no drugs. Okay? What we had was what? Smoking tobacco. And alcohol, swipe. Have you heard of that word? Swipe. I don't know where it came from. Swipe. Okay? So those were the things. Now, in those days, man, if a high school student was smoking, it was a scandal. Okay? So that's why for me, I really don't know about this drug thing. I just hear it, but I really don't know it. What? Okay? When I hear kids are taking drugs, Green Hill, what, Okay? I really don't understand it. Probably it's because I don't have so many young, friends, So I just hear those things, and man, these days, kids, parents are crying, their kids are on drugs. I really don't click the thing well. Okay, in our days, it was what? Tobacco, this smoking. Okay, no, there was, I don't know if that cigarette is still, they are called a sportsman. Is Postman still there? Yes. How do you know I'm still there? Okay. So there was a Sportsman and Rex. Is Rex still there? Huh? Rex. Those were the old what? And a Sportsman, of course, was much cheaper. So students, I think, I will never forget in senior one. Okay. A guy, man, what are they called? Neighbors? Some guy, at school, okay? My bed is here, his bed is here. And, man, the guy opened his suitcase, okay? And his suitcase was well organized. The sugar here, the what here, the toothpaste, very organized. And, man, He showed me in a certain corner. Sportsman, man. I'm telling you, this is senior one, like second term. I was, you know, you just see stars, eh? You're like, man, my, if you know, eh? Okay? Then one time, he showed me pictures, eh? Okay? Those days, of course, there were no phone but pictures. So it was what? Hard one? Yeah, you remember albums, eh? Okay? Albums, eh? Now, remind me where I've stopped, eh? Okay? Let me first finish the album beat. Okay? So, albums, eh? Man, I remember on campus, university, going to bench, going to visit girls in Mary Stewart, CCE, hostels, you know. I don't know. Anyway, men and women are very different. Okay? You've gone there to jazz, have a nice time, talk, eh? You sit, of course, sit on beds, eh? Because remember, halls, eh? That's where it is. So, then the first thing, man, eh? Girls unleash for you. An album. Man, yeah. And, let me tell you, girls, eh? Women, let me advise you. Men, eh? Unless the guy is your brother, men are not interested in those. Then you're there. Then they think, man, you're having a blast. Then you finish what? Quickly. Then she thinks, wow, you are. Then, man, she adds another one. Looking at people you don't know. Yeah, when we're in high school, in senior two. Man. And the women, okay? And men are different. So I've advised you, girls. Eh? But you don't have to fraud. This way, you just do what is in you, eh? What you are, where I'd like, eh? And these are bombs, eh? Okay? But when the guy finishes quick, don't add him another one. Another album. I'm advising you. Glory be to God. Unless he's your brother, but even your brother knows your cousin because they're his cousins, you understand, eh? So, okay, albums, eh? Thomas, let's go back. Man, eh? Senior one. He showed me pictures, okay, when he was with her. Let me introduce you another one. He was with broads. Do you know that word, broads? Eh? Okay. So it came back, eh? Because it had disappeared in our S4. So it is back. Eh? This is what happened. All these things, what, haircuts, what, those things, we did them. They're not in you. And say, sharp. And for us, we're handsome, by the way. So, broads, the guy, man, I was like, as in, it's like the guy had a girlfriend, and it was, So you realize now you're studying with a guy, but who is in his head is years older than you. The guy had sportsman, senior one. All right. Glory be to God. So, we finished, eh? The works of the flesh, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, okay, revelries, and the like, meaning that there are others, and the like unforgiveness, and all those things. Okay, Paul says, I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Then it adds that against such it means there are others. Meaning that you cannot say, like you were taught, that there are nine what? Fruits of the Spirit. You understand? Some people actually say it's one, love. These other things of patience and goodness, they're just what? Descriptions of what love entails. Okay? But that is a discussion you should have with Hillary. All right? But you say, anyway, the fruit of the Spirit, that's what we're talking about. And then, 28, the Lord said, now, 2020, you're going to bear fruit, material fruit, fruit of answered prayer. Okay? Now, the Lord wants you to know that this fruit you're going to experience this year, okay, is going to involve financial increase. Hallelujah. Amen? Okay, this year, he wants you to know you're going to experience financial increase. Glory be to God. I don't know whether some people have already received and started their increases, like Christine. Okay? Maybe there's more for you this year. Okay? I don't know. Eh? Okay? Hallelujah. The people who testified last year or this year, Bruce and Esther Howe, they experienced increase. Okay? I was blessed by that. Then Miriam, I think, came and shared how you got a promotion, somebody. Okay? So sometimes we have these dreams how God is going to bless what? People, and people don't come to testify. Then you are like, eh, but God, why aren't people experiencing what? You revealed to us. Okay? All right? Let me use the word this guy used. Okay, protege. Okay? Kumbe. Kumbe, guys are there enjoying already. Denise is one of them. Eh? She came here, was it 22nd or 15th? And she shared out in November, around that time, October, she had received what? A promotion. Do you understand? So you realize that actually things are happening, but people just want to make us look like we are false dreamers. Hallelujah. Okay? Anyway, those who have received increase, I don't know if I gain it also 2020, you know, but anyway, God is saying you're going to experience financial increase this year. Glory be to God. And the word we commonly use for that is financial prosperity. What do you prefer to use? Increase or prosperity? Increase. Prosperity is, you know. Hallelujah. And this is related to one of the, I think, there could have been actually even the last dreams that God gave us as a church. Okay? One of the dreams was immediately after the anniversary. It was on 15th September. In this dream, I was a student in SMAC with other students who included Sam, Brother Simon Walumbe. Remember we talked about this dream here. Eh? Okay? Musa Zim, Umusa and Mark Ukashai, who actually wasn't in SMAC. So we had an investment club in which we deposited money that was accruing interest. One Mugisha, who was a class above us, was the investment club manager. Then some of the very bright students started leaving the school, and they left. The interpretation of the dream was that the school and students are us, LAT. The deposits in the investment club are whatever we are doing for God in LAT. The accruing interest represents blessings from God that include financial increase. The investment manager, Umgisha, and that name means blessing, is most probably Jesus. Eh? Okay? The departing students are the LAT members who left LAT, like Mark Kashtahi, who paid our first rent, but later left. Okay? So remember that we do not, that dream, okay, came, the context of it it came in the morning before I preached the sermon, building God's house. And the key message of that sermon was, you are going to be blessed of God as a reward of your involvement in building God's house, which is LAT. Okay? So I prepared that sermon before I went to bed. Okay? Then in the night, Sunday morning, I get that dream, which essentially was confirming what I was going to what? To preach, to tell you. Okay? So God was basically saying that, yes, for what you have done in LAT, I'm going to do what? To bless you. Okay? And the blessings include financial increase. Okay? You remember that, eh? Then, on 28th November, okay, I had a dream which was now specifically talking about financial increase. In this dream, Sam Isok and I, as well as other students, had passed examinations. We therefore were admitted to university to study electrical engineering. Our class was small. Our teacher was Professor Dr. Ezra Usuruma, and it was a very easy class. The interpretation of that dream was, the small electrical engineering class is we, small LET. We have been promoted to a higher financial level. Why? Because our lecturer, okay, Suruma, is a financial expert and a renowned economist. And we were studying electricity, and in Uganda, okay, we call electricity power, okay? And the Bible says that, I'm the Lord thy God who gives you power to get wealth. So the reason why God chose specifically electrical engineering in the dream was because of that bit of electricity. Okay, so you can see that was a financial specific dream, financial increase. Then 2 days later, I had another dream. I and other students, who included Stephen Kwesiga and Dembe Andrew, had sat our O-level exams in SMAC and passed. Kwesiga was already on his way to Budo for A-level instead of returning to SMAC. He was going to do MEG. I also planned to do MEG at Budo, and I tried persuading Dembe to come with me. The headmaster of Budo was Brother Tin Kasimire, who in reality was a headmaster at Chisubi. I went to his office to seek admission, and I found other students there who included Mark and Rachel. Okay? So the interpretation which Sandra gave that day, and it was right, was that since Rachel and Mark were featuring in the dream, it means the dream is about LET. Stephen Kwesiga and Dembe Andrew are representative of our Albert Kwesiga and Andrew Sebugwawe, Helen's husband. All right? Going to all to A level means that we're going to a higher financial level. And why did we really think it was about money? It's because of the combination MEG. MEG is a subject combination done by students planning to do business and finance-related courses. All right? Now, I actually, 2 days prior to the dream, I had actually given Andrew a prophecy. He had the prayer meeting, a prophecy of how he's going to prosper in his house. Okay? And I used Psalm 112. Okay? Then, in the dream, I dream about persuading a one Andrew to come with me to Budo to do MEG. Glory be to God. So you can see it's evidence that our interpretations were right. Okay? That God was saying, I'm going to increase you financially. Okay? Now, when God talks about us bearing financial fruit this year, he's following up on those promises. Do you understand? He's following up on those promises he gave us towards the end of the year. He's like, 2020, I'm going to do these things. Hallelujah. Say amen. Or you're still thinking about the lawyer chick. All right? Now, when the increase comes, all right, God would want you to also increase your giving. Okay? You understand? Increase comes, God would want you to increase your giving. Giving to the poor, giving to the needy, giving to anything, okay, that he leads you to. All right? Including, if he leads you, giving to the lunch that can what? Take us to what? To body in the, to that place. I'm joking. Eh? All right? Are you listening to me? Okay? So it says, I'm going to read this. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1, 7. I began, yeah. It says that, moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality, generosity. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they, the Macedonians, were freely willing, imploring us with much urgency that we should receive the gift and fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus, okay, keep note of that, eh? Titus, eh? That as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. Which grace? The grace of giving, eh? Okay, the grace to go, of giving. But as you abound, here it is, as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, okay, and in your love for now. That includes spiritual gifts. As you abound in all these good things, okay, see that you abound in this grace also. Glory be to God. Okay, as you abound in the fruits of the Spirit and in other things, eh? Okay, God is saying, see that you also abound in the grace of generosity. All right? The grace of giving. All right? When the increase comes. Glory be to God. Because it is going to come to most of you. Hallelujah. And God said, now when it comes, eh? Okay, don't just think about what the plot of land you want, you know, eh? The other ring, eh? The what? Eh? Yoka chick told you she wants, you know, eh? They call them what? Metals, eh? Whatever. Rocks. Aha, rocks. Okay? Buy the rock, all right? However, you understand, eh? Don't just keep all the money in your tribe. Glory be to God. All right, share with what? With other people. Okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Okay? That's what God is saying. Eh? Okay? Deliberately plan to do this when increase comes. Okay? Give to the poor. Give to as the Lord leads you. Okay? Now, on a Thursday, I went to talk to Dr. Serada, Apostle Serada. I usually meet him every like once in 3 months and for like 2 minutes. Okay? So I was with him. Then he asked me, hey, how is the church? How is the ministry doing? All right? Then I told him, hey, it's well. He said that, are you planning to buy land? Okay? Meanwhile, I began reading these scriptures, these 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and 9, because I somehow knew Sunday, I think God wants to talk about giving, eh? Okay, how increase is coming and people should. So, I'm thinking about it. And actually, before I met him, as I was at the reception, eh, waiting, I prayed to God that God, today, okay, I pray that he speaks to me something from you. All right, so anyway, so he comes, you know, we walk with him into his office, and he asks me. Then I tell him, no, we haven't begun because we don't want to put ourselves on what? Unnecessary pressure. Because that's how preachers become shady. You begin a thing God hasn't told you. Okay? For example, the normal thing or the thing that always happens, if, for example, right now, if I tell you, Tulina, Teddy is graduating, okay? Now, Tulina Akabo Let's what? Please, we contribute one to bless Teddy to take her for a party, yeah? Okay? The normal thing that we will do is if I was supposed to give 5,000 to church for rent and machines, eh? I'll split it. So I'll give 2 here and 3 here. Then the church will suffer. You understand? Eh? Now they have to look for the 3K to, you know, eh? Okay? So when the church, when that starts, that's how pastors become, what? Buffet. Because man, this is a demand, a pressing issue. That's when they start being shady, what, you know, eh? Okay? That's when they become friends with a director at UCC. But the whole friendship is not what, it's just Baba Zabari, you know? Okay, anyway, so that's why, what? When I look at praise, eh? Okay? You're wondering, does he have connections with Tumukunde? Because somehow, Tumukunde, you can go and... Anyway, you understand, people become stupid, eh? All right? So I told him, no, we don't want to put it. Eh? We shall do that when the Lord tells us to do it. But meanwhile, I'm saying all those things. I'm speaking all those things to him. But I'm thinking, I'm like, before you entered in here, you prayed that he speaks to you something from heaven. Okay? But I'm arguing with him and saying, no, we're not getting there. But in my heart, I'm thinking about this. Okay? Then he said, no, that is not pressure. Okay? He says that in ministry, there are people, like everyone feels a burden for different things. He says in his church, there are people who won't give him a dime when he has evangelism to go and do. They won't contribute. But they will contribute for something else. Do you understand? Eh? He's like, so you see, their interest is the other thing. Not, you know, eh? Okay? He's like, no. And you say that, and you just keep the money. It just accumulates, eh? So you don't put yourself on pressure of by this time. You just put, then he says, it's amazing what God can do if, okay, if you have 300 million shillings stacked away somewhere, all right, and then an offer of a land or a building comes of, let's say, 1 billion shillings, and you have your 300 there. The guy says, it's amazing what God can do when you already have something. Okay? So, anyway, I left the office and I began thinking, is God leading us in this, what? The direction of beginning to put money aside, eh? For land. Eh? Not that we're buying land this year, but just, you keep it there, you just putting a coin, eh? You understand? Eh? Okay? Until then, one day when God is like, aren't you, you know, you like, we have something to start with. Or even you have all of it. You understand? So I begin to think about that. Now, as I'm thinking about that, I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, I was already planning to talk about what? Generosity when increase comes. You understand? And I'm like, these are related things. But I'm like, I'm not, are these things of what? Starting, these are things of money for what? Okay? So I'm reading my Bible, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. You're reading, but you're not reading. You're my, you know, eh? Okay? Then you read one sentence 10 times, eh? Because your mind is not really what? On the sentence. All right? So now I'm reading the Bible, these 2 chapters. At the same time, I'm thinking of, okay, because he had told me that what you do, you just open up an account. Get 3 signatories. You can be among them, yeah, to ensure that they never withdraw money without your knowledge. Okay? Yeah, then you just keep the money there. So I'm reading the Bible, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and chapter 9. But now I'm thinking about that. Now, if we decide to do that, you know, so it means I have to get people, 3 people, eh, who will be in charge of that, and I'm not going to be part of it, eh? All right, so that's, you understand, not a part of it. It will be some people in church who are, you know. So I'm reading. Then what interested me is that I come to 2 Corinthians 8. Remember, I'm thinking about three people. Not in name, but I'm like, we have to get three people if we decide to do this land thing. Then I get to 2 Corinthians 8 from 16. It says, but thanks be to God. Remember, it is still talking about money and generosity. He says that, but thanks be to God who puts the same earnest care for you in the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. Okay? He came to you so that he can tell you guys, prepare to give. Okay? And we have sent with him, okay, the brother. So, now I'm reading this and I'm like, wait a minute. My thoughts are in sync with what I'm reading. Titus, then he says, we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself and to show your ready mind. So what's happening? Paul is saying that these guys are going to be the ones to come to you to take the offertory, the blessing that you want to give to the poor saints in Jerusalem. You understand? So there's Titus, there's another brother. Okay, remember? I'm thinking about signatories, three. All right, then I'm reading these things. I'm like, wait a minute, is God trying to talk to me? You see, that's why I learn. There's a question, what? Mark on it. Because I want you to go and pray, okay? And you tell me what you think about these things. Okay? Then he says, avoiding this. The reason why he's sending these guys, they are guys to, is that avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift which is administered by us, providing honorable things not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them. So with these two, he said, we have sent with them our brother, but now much more, our brother whom we have proved diligent in many things. Okay? But now much more diligent because of the great confidence we have in you. Glory be to God. Now I ask you, church, was the Lord speaking to me? Or you're not sure? Hillary thinks he was. Sandra, what do you think? Looks like the Lord was what? Speaking to me. That we what? We get, you know, right now we have a church account. But now it's like we get a separate account. Okay? Okay? And when the Lord increases us, we put some there. Okay? And thank God it's supposed to come with increase. Because if you do it now, because what guys will do? Okay, Sandra will get her 2,000. She will give 500 here and 1,500 there. Meanwhile, that 1,500 can't help us with what we need now. Do you understand? Then we shall begin, man, to struggle. Something which hasn't happened to us in the last 5 years of LAT. We haven't struggled to pay rents, to pay Martins, you know. You understand? So God is saying, when the increase comes, abound in this grace also. Okay, give to causes, give to the poor, give, but also consider this. Put money aside because, you know, on a sometime later I'm going to require you guys to buy land. Okay, where you can build and you have a home of your own. Do you understand? So it looks like the Lord was, because I'm thinking about three people, I'm reading these scriptures, but I'm not really reading them. Because I'm thinking about, in case we go for this, now I need three people. Who could they be? Maybe the church should choose them. But for me, I won't be a part of it. You understand? I won't be a part of it. Civilly, you know. But you just know the money is there. You know. So, in conclusion. Okay, in conclusion. Don't mess up your relationships. Glory be to God. Okay? If you're single, begin to practice how not to be stupid. Don't wait there. Don't be stupid now and then you get there and you think the stupidity will jump. No, it won't. You go with it in there and you mess up the good thing that the Lord has. So begin now. Begin how to speak wisely. And you see, from the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So don't just think of you going to pretend to be nice. But when stuff is in your heart, ideas, you just pretend. What's your name? I'm Jackie. But when in your heart, the smile and what is in your heart, when there's man, you have swords in your heart. Okay, you understand? So begin to be nice, and genuinely nice now. Begin to know how a godly woman should be. All right? Okay? You understand? So that when you're there in a marriage, and God blesses you with more dimes, more than your husband, you don't start to think that what? You are the head of the family. You understand? But what I'm going to eat. Have my money. You understand? Have my money, I mean. For me, I'm at 10 p.m. I'm going to go to what? Java's. Have my money. I don't need... You know, don't do that. Glory be. Number two, as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, okay, in bearing the fruits of the Spirit, okay, see that you are bound in this grace also, the grace of generosity, okay, which most probably includes putting your monies to, it's called what, a land fund? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. That's what I had for you today. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the Nations.